Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Most teachers feel the nation's kids are financially illiterate when they graduate. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Our children are not making the grade when it comes to having good money skills. In fact, a recent financial education survey completed by educators across the United States who are members of the Business Professionals of America says our country's schools don't do enough to prepare students for being successful in money matters. The financial subjects students most need to learn: how to manage a budget, save and invest money, responsibly use credit cards, and consistently pay bills on time. According to the survey for Wise Money, a financial literacy board game created by the educational games company called The Learning Key, managing a budget is the subject, overwhelmingly, that teachers feel students need to know. Other top areas of personal money management in which teachers say students should be educated include knowing the difference between needs and wants, identity theft, interest rates, and unexpected financial surprises. When it comes to money matters, we can't time the market, but we can do a better job of figuring out the best time for students to begin receiving financial education. More than 3/4 of the teachers who responded to the Wise Money survey say junior year of high school is perfect timing. Personally, I think it's never too early to start getting a financial life. I believe teachers and parents can make a dollars and cents difference if they begin talking about money as soon as a toddler starts saying, "I want." From late 2009 to early this year, this financial education survey asked teachers for responses to measure the financial well-being or lack thereof of students. 80% said students receive some type of financial education, but that many of the courses are elective and not necessarily selected by students. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.